There is a thing called customized statistical control, and SPSS won't do this directly, but I'll show you how to play around with it. It's possible to control the X and the Y variables for different variables. I might want to control the final for test-taking speed and control homework for motivation and the number of practices. Now, you have to have a good theoretical reason to engage in this sort of procedure. You've got to have a good reason. You can't just try 27 different things until finally you get a significant correlation and say, truth. Okay, you're not allowed to do that. So, we are going to predict the final from test taking speed and find the residual. Then we're going to predict number of homeworks from motivation and practice and get the residual. Then we're going to correlate the residual of final and the residual of homework. This tells us what's the relationship between the part of final that's not test-taking speed and the part of homework that's not motivation and practice. You got to have a good theoretical reason to get this funky. Please note, there is no multiple regression equivalent. Because we're partialing or controlling for different things, there is no equivalent. And then, one more time, you got to be able to talk people into this based on an abundant understanding of theory. Statistical control is an obvious help with underspecification, but it can also be used to help with proxy variables. Let's say that we find a relationship between exam performance and homework performance of 0.4. We might ask, what is homework performance a proxy for? Is it homework performance? Or, you know, what is it? Consider other things that are related to homework performance and add those to the model to see if the part of homework performance that isn't them is still related to exam performance. There's lots of possible results, each of which is going to have a different interpretation. So the correlation between exam performance and homework performance is 0.4. The relationship between exam performance and homework performance, controlling homework performance for motivation, drops a lot. So part of what we thought was homework performance is really just motivation. Why do they do better on homework? Because they're motivated. We don't really need the homework performance. If we have a motivation index, we're going to get what we need to predict exam performance. If we had controlled homework performance for motivation and the correlation didn't change from the simple correlation, then none of what we call homework performance is motivation. We can't say it really was homework performance, but we can say it really wasn't motivation. You with me? We rule things out. If we control for motivation and the correlation goes up, then part of homework performance not related to motivation is more correlated with exam performance. This is a suppressor effect. The part of homework performance not related to motivation is better correlated with exam performance than just homework performance itself. The presence of the motivation was actually dragging down that relationship. And by the way, if you're using EDU performance and exam performance and educational motivation, this is exactly what you get. How well people do on EDUs does reflect their learning at the time, not just how desperate they are to get an assignment done. You can continue this with other variables. You can't control everything, so we should focus on the most important variables to consider as confounds or as measurement confounds. Always focusing on the same thing. What control changes the story? What control changes the story? It's the same thing that we saw earlier this morning when we looked at nested and non-nested models, putting variables in hierarchically. What variables change the story. That's how we get the big picture.